Order, order.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the Appropriation 2013-14 Estimates Bill be now read a second time. Mr. Speaker, it's my privilege to deliver the National Led Government's fifth budget.
Finance Minister Bill Inglis beginning his budget speech, which this year took him just under 40 minutes.
Things haven't always been easy, but as a nation, we have coped with adversity and we are now making real progress. We are seeing the benefits of the government's program of sensible, responsible change. Right. There are a lot of opportunities ahead of us as a country, providing we stick to the plan the government has set out. I'm confident we will grasp those opportunities and keep building the brighter future New Zealanders deserve. Mr. Speaker, I commend this budget to the House.
The Finance Minister was followed, as usual, by the Leader of the Opposition, David Shearer.
Mr. Speaker, this is a blackjack budget. This is a budget where Bill English holds all the cards but has stacked the deck against ordinary, hard-working New Zealanders, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Shearer then followed tradition by turning the budget debate into a test of confidence in the government.
I move an amendment that all the words after that be omitted and substituted with the words, quote, "This House has no confidence in the National-led government because it has failed to deliver on its promises and because it has put vested interests ahead of the interests of hard-working New Zealanders."
David Shearer continued through to a standing ovation from his party, followed by a response from John Key.
John Key, you've had your chance. Follow Aaron Gilmore and get out of the way, because I will lead a government, sir, that puts the interests of New Zealanders first ahead of vested interests. A government that puts people first. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, that was truly awful. It was like... watching my Sky in half speed. You know, I found myself desperate to change the channel, but under Labor you're only allowed to watch one channel.
Among Mr. Key's one-liners was a joke about the opposition adopting the mixed ownership model.
That's right. These days the Labor Party is 51% owned by Labor and 49% owned by the Greens.
The next speaker, Greens co-leader Russell Norman, had also been working out some percentages.
I guess when you're the Prime Minister of a government for the 2% of the 2%, that's how you feel about your government. The government gifted billions in tax cuts to the top 2%. It then transferred ownership of Mighty River Power from the 100% of New Zealanders to the 2%.
The budget debate continued with Winston Peters, as Rhys Lyon reports.
The New Zealand First leader's budget analysis was characteristically blunt.
Our first reaction to this budget was to call the Serious Fraud Office. Never in the history of this country has a government so blatantly cooked the books. And it wasn't even clever. This is financial deceit on a grand scale. The boast about balancing the books would see a company accountant in the court being prosecuted for fraud.
But the budget was welcomed by Māori-party co-leader Peter Sharples.
I'm talking about the many announcements that have been made across all portfolios, which focus on increasing our housing supply, upgrading housing standards, addressing educational achievement, addressing health inequities, addressing the issue of unemployment, and many more. These issues directly tie into the drivers and symptoms of poverty.
However, Mana Party leader Hone Harawira wasn't convinced.
I would have been happy to support any efforts to eliminate child poverty, however small, because feeding even one child is a good idea. And that's why, Mr. Speaker, given all the positive comments from the Prime Minister over the past few days and the Māori Party bragging about how hard they're fighting for the poor, I am bitterly disappointed to see that this budget has set aside not one cent to deal with child poverty.
Meanwhile, ACT leader John Banks said the budget could have gone further.
The government needs to roll back Labor's poor quality programs, interest-free student loans and Working for Families, to name just two.
And finally, parliamentary veteran, United Future leader Peter Dunn's take on this year's budget.
In terms of my involvement, there are two budgets which stand out. The first was the 2006 budget delivered by the Honourable Sir Michael Cullen. That stands out because it introduced the concept of KiwiSaver. The second budget that stands out is the budget presented earlier this afternoon by the current Minister of Finance.
United Future leader Peter Dunn speaking in this year's budget debate.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.